Angeles has called me to serve at an inflection point in our history. Just think, a pandemic, a rapidly changing economy, a rapidly changing climate, the cost of living, and in Los Angeles, 40,000 people sleeping on the street every day.
That's Karen Bass today, keeping a campaign promise to declare a state of emergency on homelessness a day after she was sworn in as LA's first female mayor. Vice President Kamala Harris flew in to do the honors.
I, Karen Ruth Bass, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of California.
The Constitution of the State of California.
And the Charter of the City of Los Angeles.
And the Charter of the City of Los Angeles.
At yesterday's ceremony, LA native and former National Youth Poet Laureate Amanda Gorman read an original poem, and Stevie Wonder gave a surprise performance. Joining us now to talk about the inauguration and what's ahead for Mayor Bass is Dakota Smith. She covers the mayor's office and City Hall for the LA Times. Hi there.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about the inauguration itself. This was obviously a historic moment. LA's first woman mayor, second black mayor, sworn in by the first female and first black vice president. So talk about the significance and what it was like watching this happen yesterday.
Well, there was a tremendous amount of energy in the room. It felt like a celebration of women, of breaking glass ceilings. It felt like a celebration of blackness. It felt very exciting, and there was a lot of optimism in the room. As you said, Stevie Wonder performed, and as did a number of other black artists and poets. So it felt very exciting. And I think having it in this Microsoft Theater gave it a feeling of intimacy, maybe more so. Originally, it was planned to be held at City Hall outside. This felt more like a production, you know, mm-hmm. So it felt very exciting to be in that room.
Yeah, well, it was raining, which is also a celebrated event here in
Los
Angeles.
It was raining. Although by the time that she actually got kicked off, it was actually sunny outside. But either way, it was fun to be in the room with everyone.
Okay, well, not to belabor the metaphor, but there are a lot of rain clouds on her horizon. So she has a lot on her plate, and she declared a state of emergency for homelessness today. What does that mean, and what does that free her up to do?
Well, throughout her campaign, she talked a lot about bringing urgency to the issue. That is not a word that we heard Garcetti speak a lot of. He did a lot on homelessness, but he didn't use the word urgency a lot. And she did. And this morning, as you said, she declared a state of emergency, and she was joined by several other politicians, city and county politicians, to say basically we're gonna get things moving on this and quickly. And so I think she's giving hope to people that she will actually do something different. We'll see what that actually means. What she is doing is declaring a state of emergency that allows her to spend money easier and faster, and also cut through some red tape. But mm-hmm. what she actually does sort of remains to be seen, and we're still sort of working through the details to find out what she'll be doing. But it does, for instance, give her the ability to quickly hire providers who can go out on the street and talk to homeless people and try to get them indoors. It also gives her the ability to commandeer property, for instance, but she has signaled that she probably won't do that because she thinks that that will result in lawsuits that will slow down the process of housing people.
Right. And I heard her urge Angelenos to be more open to allowing shelters in their neighborhoods. But, you know, as we have reported, you've reported, we've all reported that that is one of the major problems, is that neighborhoods and activists and residents just don't want these facilities in their neighborhoods. And that's a huge problem. How is she going to get around that?
Well, with this emergency declaration, she could more easily open up those sorts of shelters and housing sites in council districts. So it'll be interesting to see if council members you know, sign on to her plan. We've been asking the council members today if they will. And so far, most of them have said yes, that we've talked to. Mm-hmm. But you're right, considering the NIMBYism that has we've seen in some areas of the city, it'll be interesting to see how the council members who, you know, obviously face re-election from these constituents, must face re-election, how mm-hmm. they'll react.
Right. And so what did she talk about in terms of affordable housing and perhaps keeping rents down? Does she have a plan for that?
She hasn't specifically talked about rents or housing. She has talked about leasing buildings like hotels, like we saw during COVID, and extend, and maybe hotel conversions as well, turning that into housing. So those are the things she's talked about so far that we know about. And we know that she also wants to clear large encampments as well, yeah, which is something that we'll see right away.
I see. And where would those people go?
We know that she is asking city agencies for, you know, lists of where the biggest encampments are. I think, again, she's going to be trying to get those people into hotels and perhaps motels as well.
Mm. Okay, so she has got a lot of work to do. Of course, former mayor at this point, Eric Garcetti, also wanted to attack homelessness and was unable to do so. Looking back at his tenure, if you would, he's the longest serving mayor since Tom Bradley. During his time, there were some new sports stadiums approved, a new light rail system. There was also, unfortunately, a sexual misconduct scandal that's left a cloud over his administration and has prevented him from being appointed as U.S. ambassador to India for the moment. So what is it that Garcetti will most be remembered for, do you think?
Well, that's a good question. I think he can claim credibly that he really led on some environmental initiatives, trying to get the DWP to, for instance, begin recycling water, at the same time asking Angelinos to conserve water. He really pushed for those environmental goalposts, and obviously Mayor Villaraigosa also did too, leading the city to get off of coal. But Garcetti continued in that vein. And I think also on transit, he helped pass Measure M, which obviously will build out rail lines and transit projects throughout the city and for years to come. And I also think that he, during COVID, was really a reassuring presence to many Angelinos. Mm-hmm. He not only was giving nightly addresses and helping people emotionally cope, but he set up vaccine sites and testing sites, obviously at Dodger Stadium and elsewhere, and really jumped into action. So I think those three things, first off, is what he will be remembered for. Also, the Olympics, I should add. We'll see how those play out. Obviously, there's a little more wariness, I think, in some parts of the world about the Olympics. But we'll see by 2028 how people feel about it and how it actually comes together.
And do we know what he is planning to do? Should he not become the next ambassador to India?
You know, I think he is really hoping that happens. I saw he gave an interview where he was asked if he would run for Feinstein's Senate seat, and he said no. He said, I'm planning to be in India then when that election is happening. So I think he's very focused on this. He's also suggested that, like, he's looking forward to being a private citizen. So, you know, maybe he would become a professor or join a think tank. I'm not sure. We know he loves to travel. So I would imagine in the short term, he's going to be doing some traveling if he doesn't immediately go to India.
All right. Dakota Smith covers the mayor's office and City Hall for the Los Angeles Times. Dakota, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. It is a new beginning for the city of Los Angeles. It's also a new week, and it is another reminder that this is the end of the year and your chance to begin anew by being a member of KCRW. See how I wrapped all that into one tortured sentence? I'm joined by KCRW President Jennifer Farrow. Hi, Jennifer. Happy Monday.
Thank you. I'm in your studio, and you are not, and it is freezing in here.
Is it? It always is. It always is. That's why I have that moldy old sweater in there.
I see it. And I get why you're just so on point when you're here doing the show, because you're just like, you know, moving quickly because you're freezing. Anyway, but that was a brilliant way to wrap all of this together and remind people that we are in our a season of giving back drive. We are asking people to support KCRW. At the end of the year, it's the time when we really think about all the things that we value and that we care about. And we buy gifts for people, and we give people our attention and our time. And we hope that you will give a gift to KCRW right now at kcrw.com/give.
Right. And so KCRW, we just came out of Morning Becomes Eclectic. So we came out of 3 hours of incredible music that we play for you every day in the morning between Morning Edition and this show, Press Play. And then we delve back into the news to get you caught up with what's happening, because we believe that you are a complicated, complex, and interesting person who can like lots of things. You can like music. You can also like news and public affairs and the arts. And that's why KCRW provides all of that to you. You don't have to go elsewhere to find out who the latest hot band is. You don't have to go elsewhere to find out what's on Karen Bass's plate and what it's going to be like for her in the next, the next 4 years are going to be daunting for her as she tries to tackle and handle and really work on the homelessness problem here in Los Angeles. So we have all of that for you because we believe in connecting you to your world, be it the arts or be it news. And it's not free. It costs money to do that. So we would like you to return the favor by going online at kcrw.com/give. There are lots of good reasons, right, Jennifer, to give back, and lots of good little presents we have.
Yeah.
For you.
And well, one thing is you're making an investment in a fantastic community that feeds your curiosity. And I have to say, I am here for the Legal Eagle, who's coming up, I think, next, right?
Yes,
I'm going to stick around.
She is. Every Monday she's here.
Yes. And just this show, I think, is a perfect representation of KCRW and your interest as well. So kcrw.com/give.
Do it now, because this is the last few days of our end of the year fundraiser. You can get a generous tax deduction, I believe. This is just the time to do it, and it will make you feel really great to end the year giving back. KCRW.com/give. Lots of great thank you gifts there. Also some great sweepstakes, which we'll talk about in the next break. But right now you can go online and check it all out at KCRW.com/give. As Jennifer mentioned, our Legal Eagle will be here to talk about same-sex marriage and the new law that President Biden is expected to sign, and whether a carve-out for religious institutions is actually legal. She'll talk about that and Donald Trump's latest legal problems. That is coming up next on Press Play.